We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last night, the Lakers played the Heat, and it was going to be the final head-to-head battle between Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, which I think means a lot more to them than it does to us.
I would say.
Great players, same draft, but, right. You know.
Well, they won a couple championships together.
They did, after LeBron joined Miami and all that, but I don't think it's that big. I don't look at them as these classic rivals. This isn't Magic versus Larry.
No, how could it be? They won two championships together. I don't look at them as rivals at all.
So what are they then? Buddies/rivals?
I guess.
I didn't think much of the fact that they're playing each other for the final time. I think it meant a lot to both of them. And there was a very exciting conclusion of the game.
Right.
LeBron was defending D. Wade. They hit it down by three. Puts up a three. He misses it. Great. They hug each other afterwards.
There's a lot of hugging in the NBA.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to get to that because there's something you're going to love after I get to this.
There's a lot of that.
So LeBron and Wade are face-to-face. The cameras are in their faces. And LeBron says, you know, the only places they would have had their last game against each other is either at Staples Center or the Garden. So that got Knicks fans last night thinking, was LeBron almost about to sign with the Knicks?
Oh, come on. Well, what Knicks fan is thinking that?
Lots of Knicks fans.
What's wrong with these people? What in the world would ever make you think this guy was even for a nanosecond thinking about coming
here? What did the statement mean then?
I don't know. Because it had to be either in New York or L.A.?
Yeah, but how are they facing each other without one of them being on the Knicks? This isn't the 60s where there's a doubleheader.
I don't know. That's true.
But it doesn't bother you. Like, this doesn't bother you that he's like almost taunting, I could have been a Knick. Because Brian Windhorst, who's his personal Huckabee Sanders, said afterwards on Twitter, he was probably always going to go to L.A., but after the way Phil treated Melo, it was sealed. Almost implying that maybe he would have signed with the Knicks, Phil Jackson was such a horrible human.
Can they stop it with that? LeBron was never freaking coming here. Stop it. And any Knick fan that thinks that, they're delusional. You're delusional if you think that. It's a delusion.
I'm glad that you're saying that because I think there were a lot of very upset people last night, and I think that your words are the cold, hard truth that should make him feel better.
Of course.
He wasn't almost here. He didn't come here. He was never coming here.
Absolutely never, never, never was he coming here. That's it.
Now, this you're going to love. You may have a new favorite non-Knick NBA player after I tell you this story.
Go ahead.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked why he passed on working out with LeBron and Kevin Durant during the offseason, and Giannis said, I don't buddy-buddy with my opponents.
I like that. I do. I like it.
He's not into that.
I like it.
He's into going after them. He says, quote, it feels weird. It doesn't feel right with me. Like other players, it's cool for other players, but I don't want it. Other guys can do it. I hate it when, and then he cut himself off to pretend to put his arm around someone and pose for a picture. I hate that. I don't want the opponents to see to be buddy-buddy with me. How about that?
You know, this used to go on all the time with Jordan. Jordan was the best for this. I mean, he'd be like tight with, he loved Patrick. He loved Barkley. He loved all the, I love them all. And all he's doing is going out there and destroying them.
Well,
I mean, that used to make me crazy.
And you know what I think Jordan used to do? And Antetokounmpo's sharp. Even though he had no idea who Jason Kidd was, he is kind of sharp with this.
Right.
He says that he believes LeBron picks something from Kevin Durant while working out with him that he uses against him when they play each other.
I think that's exactly what Jordan used to do.
And
Jordan did the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
he was the king of that.
And Antetokounmpo says, I don't want guys doing that to me. I don't want to work out with LeBron and have him steal stuff from me. Or have something that I do and use it against me.
Right.
Got to give him credit.
Yeah, well, it was like with Alonzo and Patrick. I mean, Patrick would destroy Alonzo all the time because Alonzo loved him. He was like, that was like his idol. Great. So Patrick would beat him up constantly. And I loved it. I got to say.
Of course you did.
You know, but I mean, that stuff, you know, like you said, man, I mean, it's not, You know, and the thing with him and Wade, these guys were teammates on two championship teams. It's not like it's, like you said, Magic and Bird, you know, Wilt and Bill Russell. I mean, come on.
I guess with me, because you're right, they were teammates, they faced each other a few times, but what is the, why are we getting so emotional about their last game against each other?
They were teammates for 4 years. They went to 4 finals together.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, it just doesn't,
you know.
It doesn't mean that much to me personally.
No. You know, they're not rivals.
Not really. No. And they were teammates, and that's great.
They won two championships together. That's what I, when I think of LeBron and Dwayne Wade, I think of two championships in Miami that they were on, right? That's what I think of. Not that they were rivals. What?
And you don't think of two guys that spurned the Knicks. You don't think of that.
No. Well, Dwayne Wade was never coming to that. That was never even a thought.
Well, they both, remember, they met with the Knicks in 2010, that first one.
Yeah.
That first summer.
That was the Donnie Walsh thing?
Yeah, and Wade's reasoning, and I read this morning, I think Stephon Bondi wrote about it again, that Wade said the organization just wasn't organized, and we didn't think they were ready for us.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any question, but I think a lot of it, too, and this is something, and you could say whatever you want. I think a lot of guys were afraid to come here because they know if they don't win, and this is something with Durant, you know, like you said, we were talking about this off the air, there'll be a honeymoon period in the beginning. There's no doubt. But you know what? You better be delivering me a championship pretty soon. Otherwise, that honeymoon's going away fast.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Durant where, look, he signs with the Knicks or Nets, we'd both be thrilled. Obviously,
sure,
he's a great
player. Of course.
I worry about him in this city. This guy can't deal with the media at all. And that was playing in Oklahoma City and then going to Oakland.
Yeah, we're right.
And he's yelling at fans. That type of stuff in this town, especially with the Knicks, that ain't going to fly.
Killed. He'll be getting killed.
I almost think Kawhi's quiet. I don't talk to anybody personality. May work better in New York
bring
than
him
Durant.
In. I'm good.
Of course. Yeah, well, I'll take one of them. You take the other.
Right. You know what? We can do that. I'll go either way.
Oh, yeah. I'll go either way with that. I mean, I have a preference, believe it or not.
You like Leonard better,
I like Kawhi, I do.
No,
he is so good defensively.
I understand.
Oh, my God. He's some player. He's a weird guy. He's a little weird. But, hey, I'm weird. That's okay.
Man, we're all weird.
We're all weird.
We all have our weirdness. You know, everybody but Dove.
Dove is not weird. Yeah, no, he's more straightforward.
Dove, you are not weird.
Not at all.
John Bogan's not weird.
No, he's a,
he's just kind of a, you know.
Bogan, who do you want, Durant or Kawhi? He's a big Knicks fan. Which one do you prefer?
Is.
Durant? Yeah, he wants
Durant. Yeah.
I get that.
No, that's fine.
They're both great players.
We'll settle for Kawhi. Yeah, Bogan says yes.
Yeah.
We'll settle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.